Because here we understood each other, either I was lucky enough to be with such eager spirit brothers and sisters who were imbued with the same will, or I was lucky enough to be on a level where there were only spirit brothers and sisters who had gone through hard tests and had matured. I never asked about it later. So I stayed in this workshop for a long time. In between we were together for cheerful chats, to sing, to play, and of course we had come together to worship God, to pray, to sing. So I was very happy on this plane. But then the Spirit of God came again after a while. I had never asked how long I had stayed there, and he promised me that I would be able to experience an even more beautiful world. Because I had now practiced love and fulfilled my tasks and people were happy with me, I should now put my craft aside for a while and fulfill other tasks. The idea was that people would develop in a variety of areas, learn something and mature spiritually. Now I was given the opportunity to meet other spirit brothers and sisters, and I again had the opportunity to take out what I had learned and what had gone into me and offer it to the others, to give them a little of the love of God. So I then met spirit brothers and sisters who had not long left the earthly world and who needed to be looked after. So it was best to apply what one had learned to them, this understanding, this patience. One could also explain to them something about love, about the true love of God, because most of them do not know what the love of God is. It is, as I was told, there are few who really love God, because they have too many vices that prevent them from accepting the love of God. So I made an effort to give this love to these spiritual brothers and sisters. And there too I experienced gratitude from those who had returned home. How grateful they were that they were so lovingly received in this new place. How surprised they were to be looked after so attentively, so lovingly, and how amazed they were to experience with what understanding and consideration they were led into the spiritual realm. Everyone was led according to their merits. But with everyone you could speak the language of love, no matter how they had burdened themselves. My task was not to punish those who had returned home, my task was only to make the language of love effective with them. This is my task to this day. And now, dear brothers and sisters, it is certainly worth it for you too to reflect on the fact that the love of God is understood to mean a different love than that which is cultivated in the family. It is worth reflecting on the fact that the love of God contains everything, everything, and that one can only speak of the love of God if one tries as best as possible to leave out everything that separates one from love, and that one comes close to others in love, each in his place. Each person has this task. In the family, at work, even on the street and in the bars where you meet people and talk to them, you can bear witness to the true love of God. I am returning. And may the blessing of God watch over and protect you. God bless you, Joseph. God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, I would like to answer questions, but only questions relating to what was said. Dear Joseph, this whole period of purification seems to have lasted a long time. Can you give an approximate number of years? Joseph, no, I cannot determine that exactly, I would have to look into it. But as a rule it takes several hundred years before a rebirth occurs, it all depends on the development. A person can also only be in the spiritual world for, say, 50 or 70 years, and then he will be reincarnated. It is actually quite different. And these horses? Were they dead horses that had lived on earth? Joseph, yes. Dear Joseph, we have established that this unbeliever was led in a very special way. We have already heard of others who were also unbelievers, but they were not taught about love in this way. Is it in the nature of this deceased person that he was led in this way? Joseph, yes. Well, dear brothers and sisters, I too am withdrawing to my work and returning to my glory. I would also like to pronounce God's blessing upon you. Greetings from God. Report of the Ascending Spirit Being Herman and Answers to Questions from Spirit Teacher Joseph by Mediator Beatrice Brunner in the Hall on Mar 1 Quartenkirchenstrasse, Zurich. Original, tape recording, next case. February 5, 1969 Elizabeth, a kind and cheerful mother of 11 children. The feelings of family togetherness are also expressed in the world beyond, but these human bonds are loosened as the ascension continues. Joseph, the beginning of the recording is missing. Edition from the first publication in the magazine Spiritual World, Greetings from God. Dear brothers and sisters, it is I, your trusted brother. I will tell you about an ascending spirit sister, because this gives me the opportunity to add explanations from time to time. I will tell you about a mother soul, and we will give her the name Elizabeth. She returned to the world beyond about 120 years ago. I am able to describe the life of those who have returned home in the spiritual world. On the one hand, we have the opportunity to experience and describe what is happening in the present. On the other hand, we can look into the past and describe it exactly as it happened. This should be understandable to you today, because you also have the opportunity to play back films of events that happened years ago. I would like to say that everything that people have achieved and created has long existed in the spiritual world. This means that people are slowly wresting something from us, and so you can understand it when I describe to you today the return of the spirit sister from back then. I have the opportunity to go through the highs and lows of the spiritual world, because it is my job to collect a lot of valuable knowledge and then explain it to you. You also know that I do not move through these spiritual levels alone, but that I have my spiritual helpers, that I have leading spirit brothers and sisters who draw my attention to what needs to be discussed most. If you are sometimes surprised to find that a topic is being discussed that you have been thinking about for a long time, this is due to my brothers and sisters helping you, because you are in a spiritual alliance with all of us. You not only have an interest in us, but we have an even greater interest in you. We are concerned with you, we see your thoughts, we see your problems, but we do not have the possibility to intervene here and there in a way that is visible to you, tape recording begins, to change these problems. But what we can do, what is available to us, is the word that is spoken, in that we can give answers to questions in this way and at the same time explain similar fates and how they can best be overcome and what happens when you behave in this or that way. This is how we find contact with you. So it is not just my own work, but it is the occupation and interest of many spiritual brothers and sisters. You are in league with us, and we have enough helpful spiritual brothers and sisters who are available. It is about taking advantage of this opportunity where the word can be proclaimed and is received in the hearts and souls of people, so that something is learned from it, so that seeds are sown that will spread and develop. It should also be clear to you that this opportunity is really being taken advantage of by the spiritual world. Now I would like to tell you about the ascending sister Elizabeth, after I have explained to you roughly how it is possible to make these observations. I will try to describe it as I saw it. When this sister Elizabeth passed over into the spiritual world, she was just as amazed by this new world as many others. She was amazed that life continues in this way, that one has a spiritual body and that one is also faced with a beautiful and diverse world. This new world will therefore be a world of amazement for some. Whether this amazement occurs on a lower spiritual level does not play such an important role at this moment. But I would also like to point out again and again that people who lived on Earth a long time ago did not live in such a technically advanced time and that the relationships in those days were very modest and very simple for most people. There was no talk of the comforts of this luxury. For my sake, people were more happy to have a fairly clean bed and a table at which they could eat, and a few places to sit. So you really have no idea what life was like in those days. When those beings then crossed over into the spiritual world and it was only a little better than it had been in their earthly life, they were amazed. So it didn't have to be a particularly spiritually elevated level, but at least they had come out of this poverty. Because the memory of the poverty in which they had lived as people still remained in their minds. And so they felt elevated and happy in a better world, a world that had a little more to offer them, above all greater cleanliness and clothes or objects that they could use that were not defective. So they had believed that they were already in a higher level. Spiritually speaking, it was not at all the way they experienced it emotionally. In any case, one can say that a person who has to leave his prosperity today and enters the spiritual realm, who has no special merits to show, but rather still has a burden on his inner being, will certainly not find the same prosperity that he left behind. He will not find a house furnished with beautiful carpets and furniture, but rather he will find very modest objects and a very modest house. And in such a case one is disappointed. One has left something beautiful behind and is now returning to modesty. Then they are much more dissatisfied, more unhappy, because in their memory is still everything that they possessed in human life and that they were attached to. So you can better understand what I am explaining to you if I say that this sister Elizabeth, who had now come home, felt so happy and comfortable, because her surroundings were much nicer than those she had left behind, because in her human life she had only known poverty, for she had 11 children, 5 of whom had died in childhood. She had raised the others, but in that life there was hunger and poverty. However, the spirit of this sister Elizabeth was not depressed by the poor life she had lived. In fact, despite all the suffering and great poverty, she was always happy, and she loved singing and music so much. She also played an instrument, and so she contributed to the amusement. Now let us look together at her new spiritual life. So I could see how she was greeted when she arrived in the afterlife. Her relatives had come to her, but had soon said goodbye to her together with her parents, so that she was left alone in her new home. Because her relatives had said goodbye to her so quickly, she felt a little lonely. At first she couldn't really find her way around. Everything had impressed her, but what she was missing were her relatives. She didn't want to be alone. She wanted to say to them, "Come with me, now we really want to measure heaven, now all poverty is gone. All problems and worries are gone. Now we can only be happy." That was her great desire. And then she realized that no one was there anymore, she was alone. And so she went in search of her relatives. She walked through the spiritual alleys and streets, observed the goings on and activities and always thought that she would find someone she knew or one of her relatives. But it wasn't like that. Higher spiritual brothers and sisters did take care of her. She too had to go through a short period of purification at first. But she didn't see this as purification, because she had had a much harder life behind her and so it hadn't made a special impression on her. However, she suffered greatly from loneliness and longed for her family. Then she was given a job and was required to do it conscientiously. She was led into a house where she had to do a job together with others. It is not important what kind of work it was. She was to work with the others, always at the set time, which was arranged by the spirit world. In addition, they had plenty of opportunity to talk to each other and ask about each other. But this sister did not really want to work, because she was not used to such work at a set time in human life. And so she had spent a lot of time with her working spirit brothers and sisters in entertained. Among them was a sister who had not been in this new world for very long and who was also not finding her way. She was always crying, yes, she was crying, because even a ghost can cry. She was crying because she had left her relatives behind, because everything was strange to her and she simply felt unhappy, although she had also found a much more beautiful world than the one she had left behind. But this meant nothing to her. Elizabeth felt sorry for this constantly crying sister and she comforted her. This crying sister was also not able to work properly. Elizabeth now believed that she could make this sister happy and comfort her a little by doing her work. Indeed, Elizabeth then worked diligently for a while, not only doing what she had been asked to do, but also taking on the work of these crying women, getting involved and comforting them. When the work time was over, they went out together and talked. Since Elizabeth loved to sing so much, she always sang songs to her. The other sister had to listen whether she wanted to or not. Over time, Elizabeth's cheerfulness did influence her somewhat. She finally got to the point where she did her work, let herself be comforted and accepted her new fate. Well, Elizabeth was not particularly comfortable with this depressed or always crying sister, because she would have preferred to have spirit brothers and sisters around her who would have sung and made music. She had asked around, but no one was really willing to sing and make music with her. They didn't have any musical instruments. When Elizabeth was strolling through the streets again, she met a small group of spirit beings. To explain, they were spirits of God, and these spirits of God sang and made music in these spiritual alleys and streets. On this level, there was an angel with a guitar, and the others sang to the sound of this guitar. Now Elizabeth joined them, and she was naturally delighted and immediately started singing along. She believed that she could now travel around with this small group of musical and singing spirit brothers and sisters, and she wanted to go with them. But these angels of God told her, "No, we cannot take you in. You belong here and you must stay here for a while. That is part of your ascent. You still have a lot to learn. You still have to be taught and you still have a lot to make up for. You also have to do your work. We come," these angels of God said, "to give you some joy. We come to bear witness to the bliss of heaven, to the heaven that is open and that wants to take you in. But you must make your efforts so that you can come to us and live the blessed life with us." Elizabeth did not really listen. She did not let herself be turned away so easily and followed these brothers and sisters. These spirits of God were not wandering around, but they stood in this place, on that corner, and began to sing, and people made music. Elizabeth was nearby, and she sang along, and sometimes she clapped along, showing her happiness. When these angels of God wanted to say goodbye, Elizabeth went to the angel who had the guitar and pulled him towards her. She ran her hands back and forth over the musical instrument and asked the angel, "Couldn't you give me this guitar? You know, I can play it just as well as you, and I can sing just as well as you. And since you are only rare visitors, I have my permanent place here, and so I could always delight everyone who is near me whenever they like." She wanted nothing else but this guitar. And now, what did this angel of God do? Truly, he gave her the guitar. And then she left, hopping away. She had the guitar and she played and sang and she was overjoyed. She no longer cared about these angels of God, where they went and whether they continued to sing and play. She had a guitar and that was her happiness. So she went to her place of work with her guitar. Instead of working, she started singing and playing. But that didn't work. Then she had to be reprimanded and told that she had to work there. When it was time, she had to work with the others. She would have plenty of opportunity to sing and make music afterwards. Now you would certainly like to know why an angel of God gave this sister this guitar without further ado. The reason for this is as follows. She had taken such care of a spirit sister. The Spirit of God saw that he was allowed to give this sister this joy, and that was to be a reward. One saw the cheerful disposition of this Elizabeth and quickly thought that this sister, with her cheerful disposition, could also be used to win over other spirit brothers and sisters, that they might shed some of their sadness and that Elizabeth could now bring some cheerfulness to those spirit brothers and sisters, to those who were not yet able to empathize with the new life. Now she knew that she had to follow the instructions of the spirits of God, because her guitar was her everything. So she played and sang, but over time the longing for her relatives returned. She also walked through the alleys and streets and sang alone. But she began to sing songs that testified to the sadness and longing she felt for her loved ones. She let it be known in her singing that she was looking for her relatives and that she actually wanted to share her happiness with them. Well, she did have one advantage, because she was cheerful and could help many souls with her cheerful disposition and also delighted many spiritual brothers and sisters with her singing. Now there was another opportunity to meet these spirits of God, because they came from time to time again and again. Full of joy, Elizabeth then went to this small group to find out whether they were the same spirits of God again. For she had remembered the face of the spirit who was so full of goodness and had given her this generous gift. And this spirit was there again, with a new instrument. She thanked him and said what a wonderful instrument she had. She was so happy about it. But, she complained, she still had one wish. She wanted to meet her relatives. She wanted to share the happiness with her loved ones. And she asked where her parents and her dead children were. Because nobody had taken care of her. Her relatives had been there when she entered the afterlife, so quick to greet her, but then the connection was broken off. They then promised her that they would give her special instruction on this matter, and a spirit of God was sent to her specifically for this purpose. This spirit of God took care of her. She did not need to tell him anything about her human life, about her worries and needs and about her many children, because this spirit of God knew everything. He knew the names of all the children, he knew everything. And he said to her, "Yes, your children who died in childhood are doing particularly well, and I will arrange for them to visit you." So Elizabeth was particularly happy, because she did not know at all how to imagine these children, because the Spirit of God told her, "They have not remained children. They have grown up and they look good, you will enjoy them." And she said, "I will hardly recognize them then." And that was the case. But she did not just want to see her children who had died in childhood, she also wanted to see her parents, and she also wanted to see the children who had died in adulthood. The Spirit of God had to say to her, "You know, it is like this, you can now visit your parents if you wish. I will make the effort, I will go with you to see them. And you can also visit the children who have died, but they are not in this city. You have to take a different route to be able to meet them, because they are not on the same meritorious level as you." And the Spirit of God said, "You see, that has been greatly credited to you, you have given birth to 11 children. You have earned great merit. So many children. And you also had to help provide the necessary bread, and you sometimes gave up your own to give it to the children. That brought you reward." So the angel began to list what he and the spirit world of God had liked about her life. They also spoke of this and that neglect, of that stumbling, but it did not seem to be so significant. They explained to her that she had climbed a few steps up her ladder, but that there were still greater achievements and further tests to come and that life made great demands on everyone. Spiritual life alone was not enough, one had to keep returning to this earth to take up the fight there anew. So they taught her to some extent, but she only listened halfway. Actually, she did not have the ability or the strength to deal with these explanations. The present life was important to her, but it seemed to her that she should meet with her relatives, and so she heard that her relatives did not have the opportunity to visit her in her world, but that it was now up to her to visit her relatives. The Spirit of God, who was chosen to look after this Elizabeth, wanted to prepare everything and go with her to her relatives. And so it happened. She took her guitar with her and went with the angel of God to her relatives. They were not far from her city, but this city was fenced off. Those who lived there could never gain entry into this elevated city, because where Elizabeth lived were those who were already somewhat more spiritually elevated. From this elevated city they had access to the others, but not the other way around. In the past, this spirit sister Elizabeth had actually not cared at all about not being able to find her relatives in her own city. She was completely incapable of listening to the teachings that the Spirit of God gave not only to her, but also to everyone else. There was too much new information coming her way. She knew that she would have to be taught for a long time to be able to absorb what the angels of God were saying. She simply could not believe that it was so. But now that the angel had explained to her that she could meet up with her relatives, she set off with him. They crossed the border of her city and entered the other. The way from top to bottom was open. Those beings cannot go from bottom to top. Now Elizabeth's interest and enthusiasm were aroused. Now she could go to her relatives. So she was extremely happy that this Elizabeth was coming. And what did they have to say? They begged her, they said, "Please make sure that we can come to you too. You were always a good person in your life. Your goodness was well known. You will be respected by the spirits of God. They will listen to you. So you should pray for us too. Think that we are here and pray for us that we can come to you." Elizabeth promised to do everything and she would have loved to take everyone with her, but she was not allowed to. But she sang and played, and the relatives and anyone who could listen were very happy. Well, what could Sister Elizabeth do? She had returned to her place and had to fulfill her duties in her town again. She had to go to school because she had so much to learn. But she also had another trump card, one might say. It was her children who had died in childhood. They came to her in town, they introduced themselves and they all looked very good. Well, Elizabeth said to them, you still have relatives. You still have brothers and sisters who are not doing well. You shouldn't forget them. Why didn't you try to look after them? And the Spirit of God came, explained things to them and said, you know, the bond of togetherness is broken because they had a completely different upbringing. They were called away from the world as children and entered a spiritual world where they were taught a lot of valuable things and raised with love. And so they now have their positions in the spiritual realm. But now that you have explained things to them and you ask them to look after their brothers and sisters, they will definitely do it because you were their mother and they will feel obliged to be grateful. And so she made each of them promise to look after all their relatives without exception. And they promised to do everything possible to help them. These spirit brothers and sisters, who had enjoyed their upbringing in the spiritual world and had been brought up so carefully by the angels of God, were then supposed to stand up for their relatives, and they were able to do so. These former brothers and sisters came together and agreed, "We are going to a high spirit." It was a spirit they knew well, with whom they often spoke and who had a lot to say. They even wanted to be completely rebellious towards this spirit. So they wanted to ask for mercy for their relatives. They did so, and the Spirit of God, who saw the efforts of these spirit brothers and sisters, explained to them, "Yes, it is good and right that you are full of zeal and compassion and love, but they must get through their time in their stage of development. It is not possible to shorten this time." But these spirit brothers and sisters did not want to hear of this. They insisted that they were their former human brothers and sisters and that it was their duty to look after their brothers and sisters. The angel of God had to intervene again and said, that the bond of this unity is indeed broken, but since you are so begging and pleading, I will nevertheless be forgiving, and you can, if you like, go to your people, if you are so concerned about them. You can give them instructions, you can teach them more. In this way you can make their lives easier, and they will be edified by you. Then they will no longer consider the hardships that they have to bear in their plane to be so hard. It will be a more pleasant life for them if you, as elevated spirits of God, visit them quite often. This was granted to them. They could not take them out of their level, but they were allowed to visit them as often as possible. So they went to them and told them, "We can be with you as much as we want." Actually, as much as we want was too much of a statement, because the others also had their tasks, their work that they had to do, and they had their lessons. This had to be done, but then they had free time, and in this free time they could talk to their relatives. And that alone brought them great relief. The mother soul, Elizabeth, then also came along, and so a piece of heaven, some cheerfulness, some liberation, was brought to a deeper level. Through these helpful spirit brothers and sisters, not only their relatives were able to enjoy it, but all those who lived in their immediate vicinity and who wanted to deal with them came along. They were invited, and they rejoiced together. In this way, a piece of the elevated heavens inclined towards these depths. The hour came much sooner when they could leave their city and then meet up with this sister Elizabeth. Elizabeth, who also had to fulfill her tasks on her level and strive upwards, managed to take up a more beautiful place in this city and to carry out work that was enjoyable for her. In this way, she was able to ascend and be in close contact with her relatives who had ascended from below and were now in the same city. And they could all enjoy their spirit brothers and sisters who descended from above and visited them from time to time. But then this connection to these elevated spirit brothers and sisters, that is, to those who had died in childhood and had been brought up in the spiritual world, was broken because they also had to carry out their work. Greater demands were placed on them and later they no longer had as much time at their disposal. They had achieved what had been asked of them. They had contributed to making things easier. Now they had to go their own way, because they had received a completely different teaching. But from time to time or on special occasions they visited them. But then they no longer had the feeling of belonging together. They greeted each other as brothers or sisters. They had the feeling of belonging together to a big family. The earthly feeling of kinship, this bond, was increasingly loosened. So those spiritual brothers and sisters went on to their higher tasks, and the others lived in their beautiful city. For these spiritual brothers and sisters it was a beautiful city with its diversity and its modest splendor.